we see these images from Tahrir Square from yesterday, and we may see them later this week during Friday prayers, these massive crowds gathering, mostly peaceful demonstrations that are, you know, where the police and the army are around, but they're not cracking down. But some analysts are saying, be very wary of these images. Be very careful about what happens when things appear to settle down in Egypt, because when these protesters start to leave Tahrir Square, when things do start to settle, you know, the pattern, the historical pattern is that's when the Egyptian secret police and other elements of their security forces will move in on them. They know who these people are. They see them, you know, they have informants in the crowd. They have video monitors. They see the demonstrators' faces on TV. They know very well who these people are, and they may go after them one by one. So, according to some analysts, this is really, we're entering maybe the most dangerous time for the protesters themselves in this whole equation.
Well, and we're talking about people getting rounded up, people disappearing. I mean, really, there's a lot of practice at dealing with these things before.
They have a lot of experience doing this kind of thing to people who voice dissent or opposition. This has gone back not just in the Mubarak regime, but under Sadat and Nasser before him. So, you know, this is a regime that actually one analyst told me it's basically all the same regime. I mean, it's under three different people, but it's the same type of thing. You know, if there's any kind of dissent, if there's any kind of public uprising, they will absolutely crush it. They'll do it in ways that you won't always see, but they are frightening and horrifying nonetheless. And this could be what we're going to be experiencing in the coming days. And again, they may very well wait until the world's media's eyes turn away from this.
Yeah.
This could, you know, this may happen when we're off covering other stories that are making news. So it's when the world's cameras turn away when it could be most dangerous.
When you talked to one expert who said that most people don't realize how much of the population is actually involved with the security forces in one form or fashion.
That's right. That's a very good point to make. And I talked to one Egyptian American yesterday who said that the numbers of people in society who are working for the security forces are in the millions. That we've heard estimates from 1 to 2 million people who work, you know, just regular citizens who are paid or otherwise kind of tapped into by the Interior Ministry and others, who are, you know, within the crowd. They're mingling. They're informants basically. They will blend in. They'll mingle with the crowd. They'll talk to them. They'll pretend like they're, you know, siding with them, and they turn out to be informants. And there are millions of those people around, according to people from Egypt and other analysts who we've spoken to.
On top of being unsafe for Egyptians, also not a safe time for journalists covering this story.
No, and it's fascinating. We're getting some of the first detail that we've gotten since this entire thing started on January 25th of just what some of the journalists have gone through who have been detained. And it's fascinating. They're just kind of now coming out with their stories because some of them have just now been able to make it to safety. You know, a lot of the Egyptian journalists aren't speaking up, but some of the foreign journalists who have made it out and have gotten to safety have spoken out about this. And one of them I spoke to the other day, her name is Swad Mekinej. She is from the New York Times. She spoke to us from an undisclosed location, and wanted to, you know, kind of, talk about her account of what she and her colleague witnessed. And basically they were rounded up at the height of the unrest in Cairo. They were taken at a checkpoint. They were taken to a secret facility. And they were interrogated. Now, they said that they were not mistreated, they were not harmed, but all night long, they wrote about this in the Times. They heard what they described as dull wax and people screaming in pain. Mm. So it was a pretty harrowing experience for them.
Well, and part of this is the idea that if you don't see it, you know, the tree falling in the forest and no one hears it, then it goes away.
That's right. And a lot of this just, you know, again, is not seen by the media, but this time, it actually has been seen and heard by some members of the media, and they're giving those accounts. And when you hear something like that, Chris, it just gives you this kind of chilling inside account that you don't usually get from a place like Egypt of just what the situation is like inside these secret facilities where they interrogate and torture people.